And Yang, thank you very much indeed. Well, do keep that passage open. We'll be having a look at that in a few moments. But first, I want to ask if anyone knows what this could be here. It's a little clue. It's the 1st of December today. There are some doors with numbers on. Okay, only 6 numbers. So it's a start. But what might we have possibly here? We've got some confident people down here. What do you think it is, guys? It's an Advent calendar. Here we have an Advent calendar because today is the first day of Advent, 1st of December. And I imagine some of you might have had Advent calendars this morning, ready to count down the days to Christmas Day, to the 25th of December, opening a door each day. Well, to find out what Advent is all about, the answer is behind these doors. So I need a couple of volunteers to come and open the 3 doors here. A couple of volunteers. Who would like to volunteer? We've got, Jess, why don't you come up from the back? And Harry and Bella, why don't you come up? Selena, you come up as well if you fancy. Come on up, and I don't know if you can reach. Can you reach up there? Yes, of course you can. Why don't you take one of these, open one of the top 3 doors? And we'll see what's behind there. That's it. And we could just get it stuck there. Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. Do take a seat. Great. Well, there we go. This is what Advent is all about. Jesus is coming. That is what Advent tells us. Jesus is coming. In fact, he is coming twice. He has come once. As we remember at Christmas time, he came 2,000 years ago as a baby born in Bethlehem. But Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. This is what the passage we've been reading tells us. Jesus tells us that he will come again. He describes himself as the Son of Man, which is just a way of describing himself as a king, a ruler, a judge. And we're told at the end of verse 39 that the Son of Man will come in the future. Jesus came as a baby. Jesus will come again as king and judge. And that's something often we find quite hard to believe, really. Jesus is going to come again. He's going to return as king, as judge. Really, is that true? Well, to help us with this, I've asked Andrew whether he might come up. Andrew's just going to do something for us. So, Andrew, the stage is all yours. Let's see what Andrew has got for us here. There we go. A round of applause for that headstand. Fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much. Just stay here. I think Johnny and Felix are going to help me out here as well. So Johnny and Felix, do come on up. Thank you, Andrew, very much for that. Johnny, Felix, thank you. You've each got something to say to us. Andrew, why don't you tell us first? Okay, so you're going to do another handstand. Okay, great. Felix?
Well, I can do a handstand as well.
So you can do a handstand as well? Okay, you're going to do a handstand? Yeah, Johnny?
I can do one as well.
You're going to do one as well. Okay, so here we have 3 people all claiming that they're going to do a handstand. Now, headstand even. Headstand, let's get this right.
Headstand.
A headstand. Three people who are claiming, aren't you, that you can do a headstand. Here's the question. Who do you have most confidence can do a headstand? Who do you think can really do a headstand? Ethan, who do you think? Andrew. Why do you think Andrew can do a headstand? Because he's already shown you. He's already done it, hasn't he? Absolutely. So, Andrew, let's see your headstand that you can do again. Here we go. No pressure this time. Fantastic. Round of applause there. Guys, do you want to have a go? Not particularly, no. Okay, well, you do go and sit down. Thank you very much indeed. Well, there we go. We were confident that Andrew could do a headstand again because he had already done one. So what is our confidence that when Jesus says he will come back again? Well, it's the fact that he's already come once before. And that is what we remember at Christmas. Jesus is coming. He came 2,000 years ago as a baby that we remember this Christmas. And he will come again as king and judge. But here's the thing. Our passage tells us we don't know when. We don't know when Jesus will come again. Verse 36. Have a look at verse 36. The first verse in that reading we had. But about that day or hour when Jesus will come again, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Only God the Father knows when Jesus will come again. We don't know. And in fact, normal life will be carrying on. That's what Jesus tells us here. It's a bit like what we were learning a month ago, looking at the story of Noah. And normal life was going on when the flood came. People, we're told, were eating and drinking, verse 38. Marrying and giving in marriage. And likewise, we don't know when Jesus will come again. And normal life will be going on. People will be going to school. People will be going to work. People will be getting ready for Christmas. Normal life will be carrying on. We don't know when Jesus will come again. So the question for us is, what do we do about this? What do we do about this fact that Jesus is coming again? Well, the answer is in these next three doors here. So would someone else like to come and open? We've got a volunteer. Yes, we've got a couple of volunteers. Come on up from the back. That's it. Fantastic. Ross, come on. Yeah. Let's open these few remaining doors here to see what we should be doing. That's the way. There we go. Ross, why don't you take number 5 there? That's it. Fantastic. We'll pin this one back. Do you want to just do the last one there, Ross? Better get ready. Thank you very much. Guys, why don't you go and sit down? Thank you for your help there. Jesus is coming. We'd better get ready. This is what Jesus tells us we should be doing. Have a look at verse 44, the last verse of these words from Jesus. He says this, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. We'd better get ready. We don't know when Jesus is coming again, so we'd better get ready. Now, one thing we do know that's happening in the next few weeks is Christmas Day. On the 25th of December, it's the same day every year. It is happening in just over 3 weeks. And there are all sorts of things we need to do to get ready for Christmas. All sorts of things we need to get together to get ready for Christmas. Now, here's a little task for perhaps the younger people here. Although, grown-ups, if you want to get involved in this, you're very welcome to. Dotted around this church are all sorts of things that we need to gather together to get ready for Christmas. Dotted around, not behind screens or behind doors, but maybe under chairs, maybe on the side. Why don't you just have a rummage around? See what you can find and bring it up to the front. Have a look under chairs, have a look to the side. What sort of things do we need in order to get ready? See what you can bring. Bring them up here, up to the front. Fantastic. There are not many there. Brilliant. There we go. We've got some chocolate there. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you. Some decorations. There we go. Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's it. Pop them on there. There we go. Some cards. Fantastic. A bit of tinsel. Wonderful. There we go. Another stocking. Thank you very much. There we go. Ethan has found something over there, which would be very useful. We wouldn't want to go without this. There we go. Here comes. Oh, thank you very much. Well done. Well done, guys. Ethan, thank you. Yes, we want to have a Christmas tree, don't we? Too right. Let's pop this down the side here. Wow. Thank you. Oh, yeah, wouldn't want to miss out on the paper chains. Brilliant. All sorts of things. And the star. There we go. These are the sort of things we want to get together. We need to get the Christmas tree and the decorations to go on it. We need to get our crib seed, the party hats, the turkey. You certainly need to have a reindeer outfit for Christmas. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm glad you spotted that one. I was hoping someone would spot that. And the holly and presents. You need to get the presents all together. So many things. We need to get the stockings out. So many things we need in order to get ready for Christmas. Now, I'm not meaning to cause a panic amongst parents here about all the things you've got to do over the next 3 weeks. But there's lots to do, isn't there, to get ready for Christmas. But here's the thing. We're to be far more ready for the return of Jesus, for Jesus' second coming. If we spend the next few weeks spending all this time getting busy and, of course, having fun and perhaps getting stressed about getting ready for remembering Jesus' first coming, how much more important is it for us to be ready, to get ready for Jesus' second coming, when he will return as king and judge? And our passage goes on to tell us how we should be getting ready. And it tells us this. It tells us that we should be faithful servants. The way to get ready for Jesus' second coming is to be found to be a faithful servant. And that simply means to be trusting Jesus, day by day. To be living for Jesus every day. That is how we get ready for Jesus' second coming. So in all the busyness of the next few weeks, let's remember to be getting ready for his second coming. And we're going to be thinking about that in these few weeks as we lead up to Christmas. And one way that's going to remind us to get ready for his second coming is to light a candle each week in the build-up to Christmas. So I wonder if someone highly responsible might come up to handle this fire. Yes, Harvey, why don't you come up and light this first candle for us? Why don't I give you that there? There we go. If we go for that candle there. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Terrific. Well, why don't I lead us in a prayer? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that your Son Jesus came 2,000 years ago as a baby. And we thank you that he told us that he would be coming again as our King and Judge. Please would you help us to get ready for his return. Would that be the most important thing we do over the next few weeks? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.